Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And I also want to echo the excitement for your incoming leadership. And I'm really looking forward to the next year working under your administration. And to our previous chair, thank you so much for your inspiration and your vision leading us to this point. As my colleague just mentioned, the permanent forum is like a baby and it's 3 years old. So sometimes we fall down and have missteps. Earlier in our previous session, we had no Portuguese translation. Today, we have full translation into Portuguese, representing our millions of brothers and sisters in the diaspora who speak that language. We have lamented issues regarding opportunities to speak. And many of our civil society members signed up to speak and still did not have that opportunity because of time constraints. Today we have a full day dedicated to general debate, which is a change in our format, which will allow us to hear from the grassroots in a more fulsome way. And I want to congratulate the forum for that change. And I want civil society in particular to observe that when you make calls, they can be answered. When you use your power, when you use your organizing force, change can happen. So I want you to take that inspiration and continue to help us to make sure that the forum operates at full capacity. Another point I want to make as the fundraising chair for the permanent forum, I can't let this moment pass. Yeah. We are severely underfunded and I want to make a particular call. I'm calling for every single member state, every single nation in this room to commit itself to provide funding for the permanent forum. Every single member state in this room. So your people have shown up, your civil society members have shown up. It's now time for you to show up. And you can do that by showing us the money. And back up your words with actions. And that gesture would be so important to signal your commitment to people of African descent around the diaspora, to show that you're willing to take a small piece of your budget and commit it to this important, worthy cause, and show that you indeed think that this cause is worthy. And finally, really briefly, I want to reiterate what an honor it is for me to serve as the chair of our panel on reparations, economic justice, and sustainable development. We well know that there is no such thing as economic justice without reparations. And there is no such thing as a sustainable development agenda without reparations. Both of those ideas are completely unrealistic without reparations for enslavement and colonialism.
Yep.
So whatever path we use going forward to improve on our reparations process, whether it's a tribunal or whatever type of mechanism we use, let us use that time tomorrow to talk about concrete steps forward. Dr. Martin Luther King once said that true peace is not merely the absence of tension, it is the presence of justice. And so here at the United Nations, the citadel of peace in the world, we fully expect that tension will not be absent as we push nations to funding, more reparations, more access to human rights for people of African descent. But that's the way forward, and that's the way we're going to move forward together as a nation, as a diaspora, and as a world committed to human rights for people of African descent. So let's start this process. I'm looking forward to an excellent week working with you all. Thank you.